Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Now, imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With the Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Check out the link in the description for more information on rates and fees. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy.
The Gemini credit card is issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice, and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other cost information, see rates and fees. The Gemini credit card may not be used to make gambling-related purchases.
Hi, I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, a board-certified OBGYN and menopause specialist. My new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it really takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Every week, I sit down with medical experts, cultural icons, and powerhouse women to talk about what really matters: your health, your power, and your future. We're covering hormones, identity, finances, relationships, and so much more. New episodes drop every Tuesday. Listen to and follow Unpaused with me, Dr. Mary Claire Haver, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Well, boy, oh boy, do we have a gift on the Hub City Spartanburgers text line. Leprechaun of Lyman says, I'll give my upset pick in person. I'm stopping by shortly.
Oh, April Mosley's just stopped by.
Hey, we also had another
Buckeye Mike was here earlier.
And there was another Tolo that came in, and I apologize because I know he's listening.
And I know I recognize his face.
We talked to him, remember last time?
Yeah,
we talked
did.
To him. It was at a different angles, though, and we talked to him.
Mike?
Was it Bill?
Or Mike or Mark, I think.
I don't know.
Gosh,
I'm sorry.
Sorry about that.
Tolos. Sorry, we're bad at names. What's your name, by the way?
Yeah.
I'm terrible with names. So here we go. We are off. The Upset Picks Challenge has begun. It is open, and let them rip, Tater Chips. 844-326-3663. If you are listening to the show and have not participated in the Upset Picks Challenge, or you've gotten so far down that you've just given up, I want to encourage you. Submit your pick. Submit your entry, because I was near the bottom of the list. Just a bit of encouragement for you. Last week, Diesel, I was way back with only like 6.5 points. I hit on just one pick and have already moved to the middle column. So, Tolos, if you're discouraged, don't just quit picking. Don't quit sending them in. If you haven't done so already, we'd love for you to join. So, here's what you do. On ESPN.com, Diesel locked the lines in at 3 o'clock today.
Yep.
But you, Tolos, go to ESPN.com. You find a game where you feel like the underdog is going to outright win the game. If you believe that to be the case for that particular game, you text it in to 844-326-3663. You include your name, the game, and the spread.
Mm-hmm.
That's how you enter the Upset Picks Challenge. For example, RJ just hit it on the head. Great example. Upset pick, RJ. Cal, +4.5 points over Virginia Tech. That's all you have to do. If you hit, that is added to your season-long tally of points, which you can find the standings on the Fan Upstate Twitter and Facebook. But we need 50, Diesel. I'm setting the bar high. I know, that's ridiculous. For this one segment, I am calling for 50 Upset Pick Challenge entries. That includes yours, anybody who is sitting here at Ingles, anybody. We need 50, though.
Is that going to include yours, Cole? Because so here you are. Here you are saying, hey, Diesel, I need you to go ahead and get your upset pick in. And you're just over there being quiet like the cat who ate the canary, saying, I might sit back and wait
okay,
a little
49,
while.
Including not including yours. You don't have to submit yours. 48, not including mine. 47. To answer your question, I might have it in this segment. I might not. I am going to tell you, I like RJ's. I like RJ's. I was looking at that yesterday, RJ's submission over Cal or with Cal over Virginia Tech. That's one of them. But let's go to the phone lines, Diesel, where Delvin from Fountain Inn wants to give his upset pick. Delvin, what's happening, man?
What's up, guys? Me and RJ thinking alike. Give me, I was shocked they the underdog in this game. Give me Cal +4.5 over Virginia Tech.
You like
it? I like it, Delvin.
Yeah, I like that. I'm surprised they're the underdog.
What is it that you – I mean, can you explain why Virginia Tech's favored in this game? I don't understand. I mean, I know it's Lane State, but is that really worth that many points?
Unless they consider that they travel from the West Coast to the East Coast, that's all that I can figure out.
Hey, Delvin, are you – tell me, remind me again, who's your NFL team?
My NFL team, Dallas Cowboys.
I thought so because we have a promo of you running. I don't know if you've ever heard that or not, but we have a promo of your voice running with the segment about the Cowboys. What are you as high as I am right now at 3-3-1? I can't believe I'm high on a team that's 3-3-1. But I heard some reports, and Diesel read it in the Daily Wires, that Dallas could potentially go get Max Crosby. Would you be as excited and happy as I would be if that were to happen?
Yes, it depends on what we give up too.
Hmm. Oh, that's a good point. Would you give up Trayvon Diggs and those two picks for him?
I don't know about that.
That's mighty expensive.
Yeah, that's mighty expensive. I agree with you, man. That's mighty expensive right there.
What about one pick in Trayvon Diggs?
They'll probably do.
Yeah, I think so, too. Let's do it. Hey, Delvin, call Jerry. Get it done, okay?
Yeah, I will. All right, thanks for my call, guys.
Appreciate you, Delvin. No, that would be, just another Jerry Jones thing to do, give up your best defensive player.
To go get another one.
To go get another defensive player.
That's also going to be in the same boat with a contract in a year or two, whatever it is. I don't know exactly what
Master
Max
of the deal,
yeah.
Jerry Jones.
Good job, Jerry. What would Jerry Jones do if he picked up the phone and Delvin were on the other line?
He tried to sell him on season tickets. Delvin, I know you live in South Carolina, but can I interest you in season tickets for the Dallas Cowboys?
Let's do it. Here's the deal. I'll drive Delvin.
Yeah.
If we can get two, me and Delvin. I had a buddy who was wanting to go last Sunday to the game against Washington, but after the Panthers loss, I said, no, I can't stomach it. I just can't do it.
So you just gave up on your team like that?
I did for a week. And then we won again, and now I'm back. I'd go now.
It's an amazing sports fan. It can tear you down and lift you right
it
up
does. It
really
does.
Fast. Tolos, 844-326-3663. Get your upset picks to us, your name, your game, and the spread. Let's see here. Tolos Steve is taking Northwestern +8.5. Over Nebraska, he says. He also says, go Buckeyes. Man, how many Ohio State fans have moved to South Carolina?
A lot, man.
They are here.
A lot. So
we need
40 more.
Yep.
40 more in this segment. Again, I know that's setting the bar really, really high. But Tolos out there, you Tolos are kind of fickle, I guess is the right word, on how you get these upset picks in. Sometimes they'll load in at 4 on Wednesday.
Yep.
Sometimes they'll be like Thursday at 3. You never know.
It is odd, I mean, you'll just have a flood of them on one day, and the other day, in that one segment, the next segment, it's kind of dry. But Tolos, don't wait. There's no extra points for waiting any longer. You can go ahead and get your upset picks in now. And I'm glad, Cole, that you've finally come around to what I've been trying to tell you that I'm still hoping for. God, I'm hoping for this because I think right now I'm at 5 points.
I've come around for now.
You've come around
for now. Just like the sports fan.
Yeah, I've been trying to tell people all season long.
I know.
That just stay with it because you never know. You could hit for a big one in week number 9, and all of a sudden you're in the top half of these standings, and now you're pushing, to get back into the top 5, 10, 15, whatever it may be. But don't give up. Don't stay out because you can get yourself back in there. That's what I'm hoping for, Cole. And as you said, you ride or die with your team. I'm going to ride or die with my team, my upset pick.
Whoa.
I'm officially making it right now, and I wasn't going to take this one. I really wasn't going to bet on my own team, and they say you're not supposed to do that, right? You're not supposed to bet with emotion.
Yeah, but don't listen
but
to that.
I need it. I need it hard right now. I am taking App State plus 14.5 over Old Dominion. I think Old Dominion is a poverty-level program. Yeah, they're in a good location, right, out there in Hampton Roads, out there in some recruiting hotbeds. But all those other programs, they strip mine all the good talent from Hampton Roads anyway. So Old Dominion's picking up the pieces. I think they were a bit of a paper tiger to start the season, and they have slumped the last couple of weeks. I'm rolling with App State plus 14.5 over Old Dominion, and if I get this one, man, I'm up there and where I want to be. I'm still not going to be where my wife is, who is in fifth place right now, which drives me nuts.
She'd probably agree with that.
She also took Coastal last week to upset my App State Mountaineers, and she said, "Well, I win twice. Either App State wins and you're in a good mood on Sunday, or Coastal wins and I've got 12.5 points."
That's true. I don't like it, but she's right. By the way, April Mosley gave you a fist pump when you made that pick. April, have you made your pick yet? Do you want to? Are you close or no? You want to make it on air?
Are you going to roll App State too? You should roll with the whole team.
She gave you a fist pump.
She did give me a fist pump. April, we're going to put you on this headset here.
We're throwing her on the spot here. I mean, look at her.
She wasn't quite ready to make her upset pick, but that's okay.
We're
going to peer pressure April Mosley into doing it.
April, you got us?
Yep.
All right, here we go. So let me preface by saying, for those out there listening on radio, April Mosley is one of our most loyal Tolos on the stream. Madcraft, April, Dan B., JB, T-Swizzle, I'm leaving some out. But you need to check out the stream if you haven't done so. You can watch this show on Twitter, Facebook, and YouTube. And April, did you get you some groceries today?
I did.
Was a little Ingles gift card, too?
Yeah.
Got a few gift cards remaining.
Yeah.
A couple of bucks off.
That was nice.
That's right. Yeah. Still have some, Tolos. Who are you leaning?
I'm going to go Virginia Tech.
Is that your lean or that's
my take.
That's your pick.
That's my pick.
Oh.
So it's Cal over Virginia Tech. So you're taking Cal to upset Virginia Tech. Is that right? Because that's the pick.
But she got to put her glasses
Virginia
on.
Tech, I know. It sounds crazy. Virginia Tech is favored in this
game. Yeah. Okay.
So read it off how it shows on your phone. Is it still -4.5?
It's -5.5.
-5.5 now. It's moved a little
bit. So it says Virginia Tech -5.5. Is that right?
Mm-hmm.
So that means so Cal's the underdog. So you're taking Cal over Virginia Tech. Well, did I make you a second? Okay.
Yes.
Okay.
By the way, that's been a pretty popular pick.
We've had two or three of them already.
RJ did. Delvin just got that one in.
But see, Cal's a 5-2 team. If memory serves me,
they
I like that pick. By the way,
they're a good football team coming across country. That certainly makes things difficult.
It does.
But Virginia Tech stinks.
So
and they fired their coach.
But it's home. Yeah.
But it's homecoming.
April, let me ask you this. We've got to get to the bottom of this.
All right.
The leader of the Upset Picks Challenge. Rumor has it you know him.
I do.
Rumor has it you live with him.
True. All true.
Rumor has it that he, I mean, what is he doing?
Man.
By the way, how many points
does he have?
69 points.
He didn't hit this past week.
No.
He didn't. But it's 69, so it doesn't matter.
He's
right?
Still leading by, 19 points over second place.
So what is his strategy, April? What is he doing? By the way, it's your husband.
Yes.
For those that are listening out there.
Yep.
April's husband is leading the Upset Pick Challenge brought to you by Ingles. I mean, are you watching him and how he's making these?
No.
Does he ask you for any advice whatsoever when it comes time to make his picks?
He does not.
So what's
I mean, look at how many points I have.
How many do you have?
Not many.
I'm gonna look and see if I can find you on the list here.
Go towards the end.
Oh, okay. I'll start from the bottom.
Are you not asking your husband how he's doing so well in this?
No.
Well, you should start.
You have 9.5 points.
That's not bad,
You're in 80th place, tied for 80th. You could be Rob Brown tied for 111th. Yeah, Mr. Rob Knows Ball.
Yeah. What'd you say, 111? Is that what you said?
111th place.
And I'm 80th?
You're 80th.
Yeah, let's go.
You're beating.
Back in.
April, I don't understand. You have got to figure out what your husband is doing with these upset picks. He's killing
it. I know. Well, when he first got on a tear, I was like, look, we gotta figure out, like, you know, I'm going to pick something different.
Yeah.
You're going to pick something different. And my son Gus is in it, too.
Yeah, that's right.
You know, once you pick it, let me know what you're picking.
Yes.
And that's the extent that we've talked about.
April,
it.
What's your message to Tolos out there listening who have not entered the Upset Picks Challenge yet?
Keep hope alive.
Hey, that's my strategy.
I love it.
Too.
Hey, never tell me the odds.
There you go. I like it.
That's good advice.
I like it.
That's good advice.
So, April, you hit on this one. You would jump from, let me go back and find it. You have 9.5 points.
Which
you hit
not
on this
terrible,
one,
by the way.
You'll be at 15 points, which would move you to the middle column.
Okay. Right?
That's a shift from column number four
that's
to column
big.
Number three.
That's big.
That's a good spot to be in at the halfway point of the season.
Okay. I was wondering how many more games
second
we had.
Half. Look, where, I mean,
we have like
eight or nine
more weeks of picks.
Okay.
Because we have the regular season.
There's still
time. We have conference championship games.
Yep.
Then we have pre-Christmas bowls and post-Christmas bowls. So
see,
we still
I'll
got
keep
a
it
long
going
way
through
to go.
All that.
Yeah, we don't do it. I think last year we included first round of the college football playoff.
Okay.
So, you know, we still got a long way to go. This is a marathon, not a sprint.
Yes.
But like you said, keep hope alive.
That's right.
And just the time you've been on right here, we've had like several upset picks coming in.
Could you do us a favor and like accidentally knock your husband's phone in the toilet or something so that he cannot
tell
get
him
a pick?
He's been banned.
What is the prize anyway?
There's
well,
no prize.
There is
it's
none.
Just bragging rights.
Because we is legal stuff.
Lawyers.
So here's what we got planned for next year. Cole is going to plan his firing from Odyssey.
Okay.
Yep. So what we're going to do is I'm going to get a prize, and Cole's going to give it away.
Okay.
It's the end of the year.
Well, here's the Cole, you can't give it away or else you get sued for it. You need to, like,
well, if
put
I get,
it, you need to put it in your car and leave the car doors unlocked.
There you
say,
go.
Say, tell the winner the time and place you're going to park your car somewhere and be like,
what
you
are
know,
they going to sue me for?
Yeah.
I mean,
your salary for a year?
What, we have a salary? You know? So, I'm to answer your question, next year I'm with the Tolos. I there should be a prize, and if it means me getting fired, we're going to get a prize. Maybe the prize is me. They don't have to listen to me anymore.
Oh, I don't know about that.
Hey, by the way, your son and husband still going to the Greer games? They go to every one or just?
Yes, they missed the last one, but are they playing at home?
Greer, I don't know if Greer's at home or not this Friday. I have to look. But they're starting to play better. Starting to play better. Do you ever go?
No.
Not a high school.
I enjoy it, but Friday night, man, I'm like, I'm ready to get away from people.
No, I'm with you.
Yeah.
I'm with you. Well, April, it's good to see you.
Good always. To see y'all, too.
Good to see you.
Yep.
Good luck
in
the challenge this week.
Thank you very much.
That's April Mosley. You can see her comments on the stream. If you do like, let's see how many Tolos, 44 Tolos right now watching the show on Twitter, Facebook, and YouTube. Steve Squared getting in. Let's see. Steve Squared's going West Virginia. Ooh. See, April. Steve Squared going West Virginia plus 15.5 over TCU. That's a big, big swing.
If I recall correctly, that game is in West Virginia. Am I wrong here? Mm-mm. I think that is a home.
No, I think you're right.
It's a home game for West Virginia. So, you know, things get wild.
Hey,
up
what
there
is
in Morgantown? So, they throw batteries and light couches on fire.
So TCU's favored. What's their records? You're looking at it.
TCU's 5-2. West Virginia's 2-5. But let's see here. Let's look a little
two
last
five
games
Diesel?
For these two teams.
Is West Virginia that bad?
West Virginia, they've lost four straight, and they're getting getting ripped week after week after week. They lost 45-13 at UCF. They lost 38-24 at BYU, 48-14 at Utah, 41-10 at Kansas.
Oh, God.
They haven't won a game in over a month.
That's rough. That's rough. That's
compare that to TCU though. See, here's where that pick might have some strategy, Cole.
They're due.
TCU has gone win loss all season long, and they won their last game against Baylor. So, history would suggest that TCU is not going to get up for this game. That they're going to play down to West Virginia, and that West Virginia, the Mountaineers, the second best Mountaineers in college football, they're going to win this ball game against an opponent they should not lose to.
Well, here's the deal. We've got to run to a break. I know you're fixing to throw it to break Diesel, but Tolos, I'm going to beg one more time. You're doing pretty well in the first segment, but Upset Picks Challenge, you're looking for an underdog to outright win the game. Get in on the challenge. Yes, next year we're going to have a prize. Yes, next year's Cole's last year at Odyssey. He's going to get fired for it, but it doesn't matter because there will be a prize, dadgummit. It's going to happen. And continue to get your upset picks in. Phone number again, 844-326-3663.
Well, your prize for listening to this show is that you get to hear major national-level guests coming up in the very next segment. We're going to talk World Series with Michael Duarte of NBC LA. You've heard him on this show a couple of times before, at Michael J. Duarte on Twitter is where you can find him. We'll talk Dodgers versus Blue Jays next on the Fan Upstate.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. Now, I don't know if you've heard, but Mint's premium wireless is $15 a month. But I'd like to offer one other perk. We have no stores. That means no small talk. Crazy weather we're having. No, it's not. It's just weather. It is an introvert's dream. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Now, imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With the Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Check out the link in the description for more information on rates and fees. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy.
The Gemini credit card is issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice, and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other cost information, see rates and fees. The Gemini credit card may not be used to make gambling-related purchases.
Hi, I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, a board-certified OBGYN and menopause specialist. My new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it really takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Every week, I sit down with medical experts, cultural icons, and powerhouse women to talk about what really matters: your health, your power, and your future. We're covering hormones, identity, finances, relationships, and so much more. New episodes drop every Tuesday. Listen to and follow Unpaused with me, Dr. Mary Claire Haver, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Well, the stage is set. Got to wait a few more days until we get the World Series game number one to talk about it. From the L.A. perspective, we bring on good friend of the show, Michael Duarte of NBC L.A. He's come on with us a couple different times to talk baseball, and he joins us right now at Michael J. Duarte on Twitter. Michael, good to talk to you again. It's been a little while. L.A. ran roughshod over the Brewers, and we've seen extended layoffs kind of burn some teams in the past. Obviously, you know this team really well, covering them on a daily basis. What gives you hope and faith that this LA team will not succumb to the rust that other teams have come to in the past, and, you know, ultimately we'll take this thing home, bring a trophy back to LA?
Yeah, guys, thanks for having me on. It seems like every time I talk to you guys, I'm at the World Series or on the field or, you know, in the dugout or something like that. But to your question and to your point, the last four teams, I was just looking up this stat, that swept the league championship series while the other team went to a game seven in the world in their championship series, they all lost in the World Series, the team that did the sweeping. And so the Dodgers are trying to actually change history in that case and become the first team to sweep their championship series while the other team went to a game seven and then change that narrative in the World Series. And so answer why they could become the first team to do that, to your point. I actually was talking to Freddie Freeman about this yesterday. He said the fact that they have played in the division series right after the regular season has come to an end in three out of the last 4 years, that's a six-day layoff similar to this six-day layoff before the World Series starts, has kind of taught them what they need to do in those 6 days to stay, keep in their rhythm at the plate, to stay focused, to keep that edge. So at the stadium the last few days, they've been trying to imitate what a real game would be as much as it is. They've been facing live pitching. Bobby Miller, Blake Treinen, Anthony Bonda. These guys are all throwing to the entire lineup, basically, so that they can see pitching. They also have a machine down in the batting cage that can simulate any starting pitcher as far as arm angle, curveballs, splitters, sliders, velocity, so they can get a lot of good work in the cage to try to see what these pitchers on the Blue Jays are going to look like. But moreover, rest is going to be the best thing for this starting pitching staff on the Dodgers. And you could argue this might be the best starting pitching staff we've seen by a World Series contender or team in decades. You're talking about what we've been calling here in Los Angeles, if you're a poker player, the four aces. Blake Snell, a two-time Cy Young Award winner whose changeup has just been nasty this whole postseason, followed by Yoshinobu Yamamoto, who might finish second in the NL Cy Young voting behind Paul Skenes this year, followed by Tyler Glasnow, who has some of the highest whiff rate of any pitcher in the postseason, and then obviously Shohei Ohtani, the unicorn, will be starting game four. And we've seen just how dominant he is as a pitcher, and that's your four starting staff, and now you're giving him six extra days of rest.
Michael Duarte, NBC LA. Michael, it's Cole here, and as Diesel said, man, we always appreciate you taking time to join us. Big fan of yours. Last year, for those Tolos that are out there listening and have not heard Michael before, just tell you how good of a guy Michael is. He joined us last year literally standing in the dugout of the World Series. So Michael's always willing to hop on with us. What you saw, Michael, a few days ago, last Friday night, what the world saw, I call the single greatest achievement, the single greatest individual sports accomplishment in the history of sports. How far off am I on? Or how far off am I on that in terms of what Shohei Ohtani did Friday night?
You are not far off. I wrote about it on NBC Los Angeles, talked about it live on air after the game. That, to me, as you were saying, because a lot of people get it confused, calling it the single greatest postseason game ever. What we want to be clear on that is it is the single greatest individual performance by one player in a postseason game in history. And look, I actually was sitting down with Jeff Passan of ESPN after that game to debate this very topic. He was trying to argue that there are some games from some starting pitchers. You'd have to go back to the 70s and 60s. One pitcher hit two grand slams in a game and threw a complete game. One pitcher had three home runs and threw a no-hitter. But those were all in the regular season. It was not the postseason. It was not the same competition, the same stakes. It was not the same kind of players as you're facing now that are throwing 100 miles per hour as far as the pitching is concerned here in 2025. So to hit three home runs, and we're not just talking about shots that just barely cleared the fence. We're talking about moon shots, 470-foot blasts that left Dodger Stadium entirely, the third furthest home run ever hit at Dodger Stadium in the modern era. So seemingly each getting deeper and deeper. And then to go out there and throw six shutout innings with 10 strikeouts, 10 punchouts in a playoff game to send your team to the World Series, I've never seen anything like it. That's why he's the unicorn, and that's why, you know, he may go down as the GOAT as far as baseball teams are concerned.
Michael, do you think that Major League Baseball, the Dodgers, or even Shohei Ohtani himself are doing enough to market him as the, you know, potential worldwide megastar that he is? Like, we already know that he is arguably the best baseball player of all time, or right there in that conversation. But, you know, you would certainly see him transitioning into acting, into TV, into all these other things that other big-time stars and celebrities have done in the past. Why is it that you think that Shohei isn't doing that, or is there a plan maybe after baseball is over to start transitioning, or is he just going to kind of retire and then go off and do his own thing?
That's a great question that you have. As far as I know, Shohei Ohtani specifically doesn't have any acting aspirations or you know, being a star in Hollywood or anything here in Los Angeles after his career is done. From talking to him and my conversations with him and what we know about him is he plans probably, you know, to you know, still be an ambassador for the game, similar to Ichiro. You'll probably see him at Dodger Stadium from time to time. But his plan would be to move back to Japan, raise his children, his family there, and essentially be that same baseball ambassador you're talking about, but in Japan. I got the privilege of going to Tokyo for that Tokyo series between the Dodgers and Cubs to start opening day, I guess, for Major League Baseball over there back in March. And man, he's like a MasterCard over there. He's absolutely everywhere you want to be. He's on billboards. He's on your TV. He's at the airport. Like, at least 20 or 30 different products Shohei Ohtani is endorsing in Japan. And we know all the ones he's endorsing here. There's a plethora of them here in Los Angeles and in the United States. So my guess is he's already very close to godlike status right now in Japan. My guess is after he retires, he goes there and becomes even bigger and becomes his global ambassador for the game of baseball as he tries to usher in the next generation of two-way players. And as you're already seeing just on the Dodgers in this World Series, Japanese takeover as far as baseball domination is concerned with Ohtani, with Yamamoto, and with their new closer, Roki Sasaki, you're seeing it. And I just really think it's going to open the floodgates for Japanese players to come into the Major League Baseball from across the globe. And the last thing I'll say is, if he might not have acting aspirations, I know Mookie Betts does. So that's one guy we can see on our cameras and TVs and maybe movies once his career is done.
Kind of reminds me of Nikola Jokic a little bit, Michael, on the NBA side of things, just in terms of his demeanor, his love for his country, right? And you know, wanting to get back, it seems like Nikola Jokic would rather be there riding horses. So a little bit similar instance. Hey, Michael, want to get your thoughts on something that I was looking at last night. Depending on what book you're looking at here, if you go to MLB World Series odds, right? You look at the odds, or props rather, and you collect you click correct score. Right now, the Dodgers to sweep and win the World Series 4-0 is +550. 550 +550 is a very, very good bet if you believe that will happen, obviously, but it's something a lot of people probably won't bet on just because of the odds and how much the odds are swung in one direction. However, I kind of like the Dodgers +550 to sweep, just in terms of sprinkling a little something. Obviously not betting the house on the +550, but do you kind of feel the same way that as good as this pitching rotation is, we all know that Toronto's a really good club, but I just don't think it's out of the realm of possibility for the Dodgers to sweep.
Yeah, I don't think it's out of the realm of possibility, but I think the fact that history shows us the team that has that extra 6 days of rust compared to the team that rolls out of a game seven and, you know, heads straight to the field for the World Series. In this case, it's a little different. The American League starting first gets that extra day of rest. They're going to have 3 days of rest in the Blue Jays. We don't know how that's going to play into factors. So to just say the Dodgers are going to sweep I think it's tough to say, but look, they have the talent to do it.
Sure.
If the pitching dominates the way they did in the NLCS against the Brewers, I can absolutely see that because, you know, the Brewers were the best team in baseball, let's not forget. And they beat the Cubs in a five-game series, a very emotional series, you know, that's less than 90 minutes away on the freeway to get to those two stadiums. And the Dodgers just made them look like they were a minor league team. They just absolutely dominated them in those four games. And like you said, that's the best team in baseball. And not too long ago, the Jays came to Dodger Stadium, and the Dodgers were one eighth-inning implosion by Blake Treinen of their bullpen away from sweeping the Blue Jays at home. So you definitely could make a case for an argument with it. But because history has said the last four times this has happened like this, the team that played in that Game 7 went on to win, I would say bettors would be, if they want a good return on their investment, I think Blue Jays winning in six is like plus 750 right now. I think winning in five, which I don't think is going to happen, is like plus 1,000. Those are some interesting bets. And here's another one for you, because I know you guys like to look at the line. Obviously, Shohei Ohtani is the favorite to win the World Series MVP at 2-1 after we saw. But what about a guy like Blake Snell, right?
Yeah.
If this game goes five, he would be pitching twice. And if he can dominate the way he's been doing the whole postseason, he's on a historic run, guys, as far as starting pitching is concerned. That's a guy that could earn two wins, maybe go 8-9 innings, a complete game in one of them or something. That's great odds. And then we're talking about last year's World Series MVP, Freddie Freeman, who just seems to own the World Series, even back when he was with the Braves in 2021. He's 10-1 right now, and he's the reigning World Series MVP. I like some bets on those guys as well.
Talking to Michael J. Duarte of NBC LA. Michael, it's kind of hard to pick, you know, because once you get to this point, obviously these are all complete, really good baseball teams, top to bottom. But, you know, you look at that Blue Jays lineup, and there's a couple of guys right there in the middle of that batting order that are just monsters, Guerrero, Clement, Lukes. You know, what is kind of keeping Dave Roberts up at night as he's trying to prep, game plan, and scheme for this Blue Jays team?
Yeah, great question. I think what's keeping him up at night is, who am I going to come out of the bullpen to get these righties out? And it may seem simple if you're the Dodgers. Okay, Blake Treinen is a guy who can do that. Roky Sasaki in the ninth. But Blake Treinen has been faltering. He is not the same dominant reliever that we saw in the postseason in 2024. And essentially, guys, it was Blake Treinen and like Michael Kopech that got unleashed on the murderer's row that the Yankees had last year with Stanton and Judge and that swing of righties. And so now you have a similar in Guerrero and Springer, as you mentioned. And I'm sure you're going to see trying a lot out of the bullpen in the eighth and ninth innings to get those guys if those guys turn the lineup comes up. But to me, that's a dangerous proposition. Like I said, that third game on a Sunday at Dodger Stadium just a couple months ago, they brought in Blake Treinen in the eighth, and he gave up back-to-back homers and blew that game, blew the save. And it was to Guerrero, I believe, it was one of them. So to me, that's nerve-wracking if you're the Dodgers. That's what keeps Dave Roberts up at night. And trying to figure out what's the final piece of your roster construction is probably a guy, maybe like Engardo Enriquez, a right-hander that throws 103 miles per hour. He was not on the NLCS roster or the DS roster, but he was on the wild card roster. Maybe he comes back because maybe you want him to face those righties at some point. That's the calculus right now if I'm Dave Roberts. Is those big bats of the Blue Jays, late in games. Remember, both these teams led the league in comebacks this year. Who are we going to get out of the bullpen to get those guys out?
Michael, this ride that the Dodgers are on right now, this run, if you will, with the talent they have, the payroll that they have, is it sustainable in your mind? Because what a time it is to be a Dodgers fan with all the talent. You mentioned the lineup. You mentioned the rotation. It just doesn't get better top to bottom. But as we continue to see Major League Baseball evolve, is this sustainable in your mind in terms of what the Dodgers are doing? Can they do this for a decade?
Well, they can do this for one more season until the new CBA gets negotiated, and maybe we're looking at a lockout in 2027. But, yeah, it's sustainable. I mean, just look at the track record of the Dodgers. 13 consecutive postseason appearances, that's tied for the MLB record. 12 NL West Division titles in those 13 years. This team has built a juggernaut, and they have sustained it throughout the course of many, many iterations of this team. Go back to that 2017 World Series team against the Houston Astros, when they finally returned to the World Series for the first time since 1988, other than Kershaw, there's not many same familiar, same faces on this Dodgers roster. These are a new guy. Cody Bellinger's gone. Jock Peterson's gone. Corey Seager is gone. Chris Taylor is gone. I think just T.K. Hernandez and Clayton Kershaw are the two players that are still around from those 2017-18 teams. Now you have this new iteration with Shohei Ohtani and Blake Snell and Yamamoto and Mookie Betts and Freddie Freeman that are pushing this current run, this current dynasty that has an opportunity to win three World Series in the last 6 years. But if you look at who's potentially not on the team next year, right, it's guys like Michael Conforto, who's not even been on the postseason roster at all. Guys like Kirby Yates, who has not been on the postseason roster at all, who are on one-year deals. Max Muncy has an option. I'm sure the Dodgers would pick that up. T.J. Hernandez is on a one-year deal. They'd probably bring him back because he's missed for October. So I don't see this team losing big pieces that could stop this run or derail this train from coming off the track anytime soon. But to that same point, if they initiate a salary cap in 2027 and maybe the Dodgers, or they change the rules, so the Dodgers aren't able to build the juggernaut and spend the kind of money that these big market teams can, then maybe that could change things. But I see the players union pushing back on that. So I do think this is sustainable, at least for the next 8 years, which is the duration of Shohei Ohtani's contract.
Michael, my last question here for you, you know, as you live and work around LA and you're kind of all over town, who amongst this Dodgers roster are truly men of the people that you would see out in LA, and who are kind of the more private guys who stick to themselves?
Yeah, and this is another thing we talked about with one of your earlier questions. Shohei Ohtani, you know, you asked about maybe his post-career aspirations. He is such a private guy. He's not out in the public. You don't see him at sporting events. You don't see him, you know, at restaurants or in the club or anything like that. He's almost an enigma to us, right? He's the face of baseball globally. But we feel like we don't know enough about him personally. We don't know a lot about his private life. Shoot, just a couple years ago in spring training, he announced he was married, and no one even knew he was dating anybody or engaged. That's how secretive he is with his personal life. So he's a guy that you don't see out. He's not a man of the people, but he is the face of the league. Mookie Betts is a guy that comes to mind. He's always out and about at Lakers games, at restaurants. He's producing movies. He's in TV shows. He's doing guest spots. He's a guy that's out everywhere. And Blake Snell's another guy. Obviously, this is his first season in Los Angeles playing for LA, but he wanted to live here with his wife and raise his family and children here. That was a big part of why he signed here in the offseason. I've seen him at Rams games. I just saw him at the Lakers sitting courtside last night. So Blake Snell is slowly becoming a man of the people. And if he were to help the Dodgers go back-to-back for the first time since the Yankees in the year 2000 in the World Series, he'll become an even greater man of the people, and he'll be able to go anywhere and not have to pay for a single thing here in LA.
You're exactly right. Michael, you're the best, man. We appreciate you. My last request is, look, I'm not asking for a full interview. I know you're busy. You're the man. You'll be covering the World Series, but if I send you a StreamYard link during your coverage of the World Series pregame from wherever you are, the press box, the field, the restroom in the dugout, wherever, can we get like 2 minutes from Michael Duarte on our live stream so we can see where you are and almost feel like we're there as well?
100%. As long as I can pull it up on my phone, you got it.
Yes.
We're done. Just lock it in. Whether you do
You're
Friday, Saturday in Toronto at the Rogers Center or here in L.A. for games 3-5, you tell me when and where, and we'll make it happen.
Michael, so much appreciate you.
You guys have a great show. Enjoy the World Series as well.
Michael Duarte, NBC LA. Fantastic stuff. I love having Michael on, man. He is the best.
Yeah.
He really is. I mean, that's
wealth of knowledge,
yeah.
Incredibly generous with his time. You love having guys like that on.
Diesel, I believe we are going to have an upset pick entry from the Leprechaun of Lyman in the very next segment. If the Leprechaun does not disappear or hiddly hoo during the commercial break, we'll see if that happens next on the Fan Upstate.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. You bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Mint is still $15 a month for premium wireless. And if you haven't made the switch yet, here are 15 reasons why you should. One, it's $15 a month. Two, seriously, it's $15 a month. Three, no big contracts. Four, I use it. Five, my mom uses it. Are you playing me off? That's what's happening, right? Okay, give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Now, imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With the Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Check out the link in the description for more information on rates and fees. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy.
The Gemini credit card is issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice, and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other cost information, see rates and fees. The Gemini credit card may not be used to make gambling-related purchases.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver. Ready for honest conversations about thriving in midlife? Listen to and follow my new podcast, Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
A little bit of breaking news today. We already heard that the one coach from college baseball is heading to the MLB with Tennessee, and Tony Vitello heading to San Francisco. Breaking news during the last segment. Florida baseball has announced that head coach Kevin O'Sullivan is taking a leave of absence to deal with personal and family issues. So both Florida and Tennessee in the same day when it comes to college baseball. That is huge, wild to see. However, we have Leprechaun of Lyman in the building. He has graced us with his presence, and I don't know how to properly introduce the Leprechaun of Lyman other than saying, here's the Leprechaun of Lyman and his upset pick.
Why, a very Ingles-like hiddly-hoo to you boys. I'm tickled green and gold to be sitting with you on the air today. I don't have a poem today. Me boys are on a bye week, so there'd be no point. But I do have an upset pick. like a gambling addict. I'm stuck in this rut of thinking, if I just pick this big one and hit, then I could start picking all the little ones to catch up. So, I'm picking another big one and throwing me pot of gold on it. Give me UCLA plus 25.5 over the less talented state team, Indiana. I have good reason. UCLA is on a three-game winning streak. They have momentum and a chance to prove that they have their next coach already coaching on the team. If they defeat the likes of Indiana, it's a done deal. That's all I've got for you, boys. Go Irish! We're always going to be better than any team in SC.
Well, that's not hard right now, being better than those South Carolina teams. That's good stuff. Leprechaun of Lyman getting in. Only a 25.5. Is that right, Diesel? 25.5 points?
25.5. And normally he just drops the call. He mic drops. Yeah. Today he threw his headset across the room.
He did. And he's already standing on the pumpkins, and now he's bouncing from the pumpkins to the cabbage. The Leprechaun of Lyman. Appreciate you, man.
Love it. Love it. Tolos, that's keep those good upset picks coming. 844-326-3663. Silly Gooses is in, though we don't know the identity of the Silly Goose.
No,
John
no
Dog
idea.
Is in. He's taking Ole Miss over Oklahoma plus 4.5. How about that Oklahoma, the swing from being massively favored last week against the Gamecocks to being the underdogs against Ole Miss this week. We'll see if that defense can stand up 2 weeks in a row and take down old Trinidad Chambliss.
I think that's an interesting game, and I do predict, Diesel, that one to be picked a good bit more on the Hub City Spartanburgers text line and the Upset Picks Challenge brought to you by Ingles Markets. I really think that's going to be a popular one. I do think, though, what RJ and Delvin and a few others went with Cal and Virginia Tech.
Yeah.
I still think that one's going to be the leader in the clubhouse when it's all said and done. The 4.5, 5.5, whatever it is, I know that's not a tremendous amount of points, but that's the one. I have not made my pick, but that's the one that I'm leaning towards. I'm still waiting on a quarterback to have an ankle injury. Has that happened yet, by the way?
That's your only hope, is it?
Yeah,
is
that's what happened last week.
Yeah.
By the way, who'd you pick?
I took App State plus 14.5. Over Old Dominion, and it seems right now, Cole, like that might be one of the most popular picks, and now I feel bad about it. Now I feel like it's not going to happen.
App State, huh?
App State plus 14.5. Again, look, App State's got a really good running back, even though some weeks he doesn't show up, or Dow Loggins tries to get cute and not use the best player on his offense in a time when they really could use that guy. But Old Dominion has a god-awful rush defense. I think number 125, 124 in the country. So if you could get that running back hot, then, you could run away with it early. That's going to be an interesting game to watch. A big emotional loss last week. Will App State let Coastal beat them twice, or can they bounce back? That's going to be a big question.
Real quick, Diesel, before we run off the break, for Tolos out there that are expecting to hear Melissa's moment at 5, we did it at 3:20 today. Mm-hmm. We've got some audio and upset picks and some other news to get to in the very next segment. However, if you want to hear Melissa's moment, you can at thefanupstate.com. John, our producer back in the Ingles Market Studios, has archived that for you. So no Melissa's moment at 5. We already had it at 3:20. You can also go on the free Odyssey app and find it that way as well.
Gus Mosley, now the second of three Mosleys, getting in his upset pick. He's going Northwestern plus 8.5 over Nebraska, with apologies to Dan B., picking against his Nebraska Cornhuskers. Brandon Burnett, we got you. John Dog, let's see, Silly Gooses, Marvy Marv, John Corley, keep them coming, Tolos. And here's Pac Fan Shuff, now making the third Tolo, taking UCLA plus 25.5 over Indiana.
There's no way that happens, right?
We're at that point of the season, though, Cole, where people are just saying blanket, we're just going to go for it with the big, big spreads. When we come back, Cole, let's do this, a little mini audio blitz, and you've got some news about how professional athletes are going to be allowed to play college ball. A wild development with this sport. We'll talk about it next.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Now, imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With the Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Check out the link in the description for more information on rates and fees. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy.
The Gemini credit card is issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice, and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other cost information, see rates and fees. The Gemini credit card may not be used to make gambling-related purchases.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, and my new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Listen to and follow Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.